views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to this week's episode. We're talking about toxic work environments. What are some of the things you can do? Perhaps you've had some bad experiences, I think we all have, where you can actually, we're ready to let go of that. People don't realize a lot of the energy sits in the body. So if you have something you would like to let go of, call or ask, you can call us today at 1-800-930-2819, where we're going to shift that energy out of your body for you, because everything's an imprint, sits in your body. But first I want to say thank you to our producer, Carter. This is our last show with him, and we're all very sad to see him go. We have a lot of fun, but he is on to other adventures. And I always think it's an incredible space when we can actually celebrate people that have been in our world and made our world a little bit better, because without him, we wouldn't be here this way. And we will be welcoming Kat, our new producer, in to help us move forward and to continue really bringing amazing new adventures and spaces into your world. The first thing that I do want to talk about, though, a little bit, which I haven't talked about on our show before, is actually our community outreach program that we do. It is on the website, tracylclark.com, but that's why we do our Soul Sundays. And we had one this past Sunday. We started it new, Soul Sundays with Tracy L. And the proceeds that are raised go into our outreach fund. And what that does is it not only helps our community in and everywhere, all around the world. The reason we decided to do it this way is we've created a fund. We work with a financial advisor so the money can grow. And not only for people that perhaps want to be in our programs that we do, but we are also going to be, and it's going to be really launched, you'll see a lot more of on the community page in 2020, that maybe perhaps somebody's in need of something different. So we're going far beyond our community. We also every year raise money for families in need. And this year, the financial planners will be working with the families in need as they receive the funds that are collected and teaching them about money and how to work with money, which is actually one of our shows next week, because what I realize is so many people have resistance. And we used to give gift certificates to families, and they're not just in Canada, they're in many places in the world. This year, we have three different families, one Canada, US, and outside of North America as well. And these are people that have really stepped up and they can use a hand. So they're going to help them with their money. And then after you're learning, then they will be able to receive the funds and the bigger amount of funds. So check it out. It's going to be changing. You will see that community page change. There's a donation button there, but you'll see it change. And you will see, we never say who the families are. They receive, we have documentation of it all. We let some of them do come out and speak. We do the big, you know, raise every November. This one's November 14th. You can catch everything live stream online as well and watch that give back that we give back to everybody. We give back all year, and we just realize there's a bigger need for people to be supported, feel supported. So we've created this, and there's a great team of people that have come together that will be working over there to help give back to many, many, many people in need. And it might even be kids that need to go to camp. We have all sorts of people that have been stepping up and moving forward. But again, so it's evolving, we're evolving. And I really wanted to share that because I was really excited. And we had a beautiful group of people at this Soul Sunday. So if it touches your heart that you want to be connected more, you'd love to be inspired for your week. The next one's on October 20th. But a portion of everything we do goes into that fund to help give families what they require and give back. We do a lot of giving. It's very important. Giving and receiving is extremely important. There is a lot of energy behind that word tithing, but it's been skewed a little bit. but it's that space when you can see another person, another family uplifted and changed. And that's why we love doing what we do each and every day. So again, watch, there'll be a lot of changes on that page as we head into 2020, and you'll be able to see the good things going on. And perhaps you might need something in need, and you'll be able to submit a video, and the group of people that are behind the scenes will be watching that and helping. So we've got three people that are there right now, and we might have a lot more because it takes a whole, we always say a village, right? You need a village to make things work. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for really coming to the table. Today, we're going to get to our callers and 1-800-930-2819, talking about toxic relationships with our work environment. And it could be your school environment as well. And what people don't understand is how it actually affects your body. And it can really, a lot of people get sick at work and their stress levels go up. And if you look at work environments or school environments, there's so many energies and dynamics, and they really test us to really be the best versions of us. But also it brings out our insecurities. It can bring out our fears, our frustrations, because really, work environments, I always say when I go into companies and I'm looking at the company environment, they're kind of becoming like, they're just bigger versions of school, you know, oh, I like them or I don't like them. And, you know, all the judgments, and rather than really, how can I support someone? And what happens is bodies get really sick. And I like to use my mom as sort of an example here. And I know she'll be okay if I do that. She just left. We had a great time together. And it was nice for her to finally be able to attend some of our stuff live when you don't live close to your family. And she worked in social services, and she worked there for most of her career. And it was not an area that was easy at all. And she developed a lot of health problems. And even though those health problems also stem from other pains and things she had in her life, as she got out of that toxic work environment, the health problems actually started to ease up, and it was easier for her to come into solutions. And quite often, it's like if you put, you know, go stand yourself against a wall and push your body as hard as you can into the wall. And that's literally the energy that you feel when you go into these environments where they don't feel supported. Or there's an energy, especially in North America, and in many places in Europe, especially those three main spaces, where the spirit of competition is so ingrained that it's like climb the ladder, competition, and this energy of competition rather than helping each other and supporting each other and, you know, encouraging people when they move around in the company or they go somewhere different. You know, that spirit of competition that's bred into many people when you're pretty much born, right? Get the best grades, compete, what are you doing? It creates a lot of separation. It creates a lot of anxiety. It creates a lot of depression, and it creates a lot of, I'm not good enough. So what happens is it brings up all this energy, and some people work well with it. They'll drive it really hard because they want to, you know, go to the top. But in the end, it really affects your physical body. It affects the mental, the emotional body. And that's where the body gets sick later in life. So a lot of times when you hear people say, oh, so-and-so retired, and they passed within, you know, a month or weeks, like you hear this a lot, because the body has been in this toxic environment for so long and this competitive environment and go, 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 and there isn't a lot of nurturing or care, what happens when the body steps out of it, it literally goes into shock. It goes into so much shock. And then it's like, oh my gosh, what's happening? What is this? And because the body now starts to let down, and it really gets out of that pace that it's been in for so long. And so it goes into shock. And that's why a lot of people, they don't know how to function when they get out of their work environment. And for a lot of people, when you really do what you love and you really are enjoying it every day, I always say I'll do what I do and keep morphing it until the day I decide not to be on the planet, because I love what I do. And I'm so blessed to work with amazing people every day, just like you, or we were just saying, you know, with Carter every week, and people that come in that really make your environment fun and joyful and uplifting. And, you know, when we have that environment, you never stop, but you also don't, even though you may work long hours, it's not like work, it's not a grind. And I know I'm very blessed to have people that help me, support me, that, you know, even our volunteers, when we do a lot of events, we have a lot of volunteers, and, you know, they're so joyful because they realize being in that spirit. So, you know, that wouldn't take me out of shock if I, you know, left out a little bit. I actually don't like not being in the energy. I like it every day. So I created that, but I understand, like, when I was in corporate and there was all this really hardcore, I worked with a lot of men, especially in the financial space, and a lot of the judgments and the ridicule. And I remember at one point I was uncovering some stuff and that was not so kosher. And I don't talk about it that often. And I was called a lot of bad names because I was a woman in that position, and how dare you, and you're stupid, and that's not true. And all of these workers, my body was starting, it would shake. I would feel sick. I would feel nauseous going into work every day, only to realize in the end that they were trying to shut me up for things that were actually true, right? They were truth, and they came out later. And a lot of times people endure this so other people can hide their secrets or things that are going on. And so quite often when I go into a company, it's like looking at how are we not working together? And when you also, there's these hierarchies, right? When you look at work environments that you can say this or you can't say that, which makes the body on edge or again, go into competitive space, and it all affects your system. And people don't think about this. They don't realize that a work environment is really a place where it should be supportive and fun. And when somebody moves into another space, you should be happy and elated. I love it when people say to me, Trace, I'm going to go do this. And I'm like, awesome. Even if it means I have to replace somebody, I'm so happy that they're in their joy and they're really having fun. And we get caught up in middle managers and rules and regulations. And, you know, I went into one company and their work staff was really, really miserable. And somebody had lost a relative. And I said, well, how are you guys going to handle that? And the CEO said, well, the HR person is going to go in and tell them that they have 3 days. And I was looking at them and I'm like, really? So this was their closest, they're very, very close to their relative. And I said, that's not going to be enough, but that's not also not being very in kindness to the employee. And he said, well, what would you suggest? And I said, let's try an experiment. I said, let's not go the HR route. So no offense to HR people, but I said, let's not go that route. And I said, why don't you ask the employee how much time you think they require to get over this? And they'll give you an answer. So they went and asked, how much time do you require? And he said, you know, I think I require a week. And I'm really glad you asked me that question. He was like, I was struggling with the 3 days because I have to, you know, lots of dynamics. And plus pay. And they said, so they did something very different. And they were like totally floored. They said, we're going to give you a week. Your team's going to cover you. We're going to pay you to be gone and go. And when you get back, you know, we'll slide right in. The employee went for a week. This was probably about, I love this story, probably about 7, 8 years ago. And do you know that employee is still there today and happy, happy. The CEO says to me, Tracy, I've never, ever seen such loyalty and joy. So over the years, they've changed how they do their practices and how they work with their employees. And they're not a small company. So you know what? When you actually look at situations like this, see how a toxic work environment and the fear of I only have this time and I only get this many holidays or this many sick days or whatever it is, and some companies are changing, the body gets into always this stress mode, because life happens, right? You're going to get sick, someone's going to die, someone's going to get sick, or perhaps there's going to be a space where, you know, people go through divorce and you can't leave everything at the door and you can't also ignore it. But when those environments and all those, so if someone comes in, they're like, I'm having a really bad divorce or somebody's passed, they're really frustrated. And then all of a sudden they can't say anything or do anything and there's no outlet. Then that comes into the work environment. There's no support. Again, then people are yelling and screaming. I've seen it in so many corporate settings. And it does, it affects your processing center. That's why a lot of people get ulcers, they get stomach problems, and that competitive space will put the body on edge all the time. So toxic work environments, what you can do is actually when you come in, there's a space of understanding, one, which people can you actually really communicate with? Which ones will actually really understand that you can set different parameters up and boundaries and, you know, not letting people cross your boundaries, but saying, you know what, this is actually what I require, or this isn't actually working for me this way. Is there a way we can look at it differently? And you'll start to see who can receive it, who cannot. There's also, it's funny, you can change the placement even of your desk or where you work. I have people who, I have, if you're on video, you can see I always have my TLC lamp in the back here, which really work as a, like a, almost similar the way they're aligned to clean out negative energies in the space. They're all handmade by an incredible man. And people, I have people that have worked for the government, people in environments, they say they put it on their desk and all of a sudden, you know, people are nicer to them. The people that were bothering them are not coming around anymore and things are changing. And it's interesting. This, as I say to people, there might be smoky quartz, like those crystals, smoky quartz. You can put one under your desk. You can put a little bowl of salt under your desk. It sounds funny, but nobody would even know it was there, which would actually clean out the space. And then that communication to the environments is really communicating to your body is notice how your body feels when you go into your work environment, depending on who you're interacting with. And if you can become very conscious of who you're interacting with and how your body feels, so if it feels uplifted and supported, awesome, bring that in, bring that teamwork in. If it's feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling judged, ask more questions and notice what your body feels. And how can you maybe you don't need to spend as much time with that person. If it's your boss, then what you'll start to do is realize how your body feels, which we can increase the awareness, which would allow you to either have, you know, maybe it might be time to get a new job, right? A lot of people stay in their work environments because they're like, oh, my pension. So if you're worried about money, you want to tune into the next 2 week shows because we're going to be talking a lot about finances. But, you know, their pensions, and they stay for a pension. Meanwhile, they're not listening to the inner calling. So a lot of times, if you have bosses that are really annoying you and irritating, a lot of times it's spirit saying, you know what? You have a drive in you. You have a passion in you. You have something else you want to do. It's really time you wake up and go do it and remove that fear that you may want that pension or whatever you're staying there for, the benefits or whatever it is. And when you start to listen to that and acknowledge it, what happens is new postings come up and new opportunities come up when you have that awareness. So those are a few simple things that you can start with. And then there's creative ways as you move up the food chain that you can actually start to do like what I did with that one company and say, let's do things a little bit differently. It's time to change. It's time to really, you know, honor people and respect them and see how we can help them a little bit differently. Like, I can see you're having a bad day. Maybe it's not a great day to be at work today. Let's move you out. Come back tomorrow. You know, I did that in my own companies as well. I always said, don't come in if you're sick. I don't care. And they would be legitimately sick. But I will tell you, by saying that and not really having sick days, I never really had a lot of people that were sick. They were always there. And then the odd one that did get sick, they were legit sick. So usually humans work that way if you give them that respect. So I just want to throw that out there a little bit and thank that on God. If you're in that toxic relationship or space, that we can start to remove some of the energy, override and impart new spaces, new awareness. Thank you, God, that you can start to make those creative decisions and solutions, what you require to move around in the environment and be in the strength of speaking up in a positive, loving manner of things that could actually work a little bit different. So ask yourself, is my environment at work, does it support me, uplift me? May have. Great. Time to move on to even better things. And if it doesn't, ask yourself, why? Why do you want to stay there? What is your reason? What is the inner conflict? And when you ask yourself, what is your inner conflict? That's where real change and transformation starts to come. So I think, Carter, we have Malin on the phone. Am I correct?
Yep. Malin from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
We'll bring her on.
Oh, hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. You're a weekly caller.
I love it. I love it. Well, we love you very much. So anytime.
Perfect. Thank you. My question is, this is my issue, and getting clear communication, receiving and sending out those emails where there's no resistance. We both know there's a little resistance in my part with certain things, but it's like, okay, why aren't there emails coming through when, you know, you've been told they were coming through, and sending them out, which is like, they're ready to go and it will take you like 2 hours to send communication.
It takes you 2 hours to send?
Just an email.
It'll take you 2 hours to send. So that's where actually the resistance is it actually, which we'll start to clear is, and this is very cool when you're doing business, right? And you're having to send the email out. And there's actually something that we can start to move. And it sounds really simple and really crazy, but if there seems to be that the resistance on your end is like, well, what if I actually do get that response I want? That is actually the resistance, even though you want the response, right? And you're ready for the response. So we have to do both ways. So I'm going to actually to the people you send emails out, the emails that come. So we're going to remove where you were actually had any kind of issue or trauma come up anywhere in your space that you actually got what you wanted. And when you got what you wanted, that created a conflict. So as you know, all of our timelines, and many people, you may not be listening, we have lots of different timelines. They've proven this in science. It sits in your energetic field, basically. And that's where a lot of the memories sit, and all the timelines sort of run at the same time. So that's why a lot of memories come up. But it appears in your field that it's like, what if I actually do get that response that I want? So I'm going to take forever to send this. Well, then the message that now goes to the other side energetically is, oh, they took a long time, so I can take my time responding. And then you may not even get a response because now the energy set up that, oh, I could take forever because she's not really in wanting that response right away. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start.
I got a bunch of athlete thoughts.
Yeah. Sorry. It's like burning, right? It's like burning, get it out of me. So I actually want to start to remove where your body picked up. Thank you, God. Where the body picked up this resistance. So if I actually do get what I want, and then what we can do is we can start to open it up that you, when you sit down, so typically how long in your space, I'll write the time down. Can I show you? Sometimes I write things down. I say, see, look, to actually get that email out, looks like it should take you about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. And she's like, oh, great. It looks like to craft it and set it out should be about a 15 minute time frame, right? So we wanted just that overthinking, that overanalyzing. And then there's a really cool thing that energetically works really well that I always say to people, I teach this in Body Regen, is that you, so your email, and I always say, thank you, God, for the person on the other end to receive this in very different ways, to receive this information, right, in the highest and best interest. And I ask to just clear any blocks or resistance or anything like that out. So then you actually like, thank you, God. I'm like, get it in the highest and best interest as they receive it. And people say, that sounds funny. Why would I talk to myself that way? Because it's energy. Like we're all connected, right? So they'll pick it up. They'll pick it up. And then what I ask for is that they will be not only in alignment to receive it, that they'll be in alignment to responding very quickly. And I'm going to give you an example about this. Happened to me last week. And I'm going back to school to finish up some things to help better my business. I hadn't heard from the lady in a while. And I was like, that's really odd. So I sent an email and I actually aligned exactly what I'm telling you. And she literally responded instantly. And it was like better than what I even expected. Right. And so, you know, I was more excited. And I find that when I don't do that, it takes a little longer for people to respond.
Got it.
And the other thing is, it looks for you is sometimes you will need to pick up the phone because, the phone, the emails, and this is happening more. And I'll forewarn everybody listening. Email communication is going to be more lost in translation than ever before between now and into next year. And it's actually forcing us to talk more, to communicate more, even though technology wants to disconnect us more. So we have to be aware that it might end up in their junk or it might end up in the wrong place. And if we don't hear, so what you can do, and it shows on the bottom of your emails, you know, if I don't hear back from you within, you know, a couple of days or within the week, I'll make sure to reach out with you just to ensure everything made it through. For some reason, that's really like highlighting. Like I always say, when you highlight a resume, it's highlighting for you to do that. So it's kind of like the people you reach out to because they're busy. They also need timelines in there.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Or they could get lost and it could be a month later and you're sitting there. How does that feel?
Okay.
Yeah. Does that feel better? Yeah.
So very light. Thank you.
Yeah. So 15 minutes. Craft it, you know, you might go 20 or whatever, but 15 minutes, send it with that clearing. You can re-listen to it, highlight it that, you know, I'll make sure if I, you know, to get in touch with you by phone or whatever in a week, If I don't hear from you, just to make sure you got the email. And then that looks like the communication starts flowing a lot better for you.
Perfect. Oh my God. Okay. Thank you so much, Tracy. I appreciate it. Massive love your way.
You're welcome. I love it when you call. Have an incredible day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Lots of love. You know, I know Michael, we lost him on the phone. We could, if he wants to call back, we can get to you after the break. I know we're going to take a quick break here. I want to just talk about, I know too, people, if you're a Transformational Talk listener, we do have a promo for you. If you like the Effortless Realm once a week where I clear you, I shift you, we have a coaching call once a month, 90 minutes, but you do get the discount on that. It's $1 a day, $29.97, and people love the program. And it's a way we can stay connected. And partial, also all of those programs, we do send some of that to our outreach fund as well. So we're always making sure that we get back. So please know that you're also contributing to help other families in other ways so they can actually have better lives and get through hard times as well. So we see that a lot. So I just wanted to point that out for you. So check it out, Transformation Talk Radio, The Effortless Realm, and that promo is for you. And we're going to be back right after the break.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
About how there can be toxicity and, you know, in your work environment. And we have our callers, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to get to Magdalena right away. you know, it's really a space of observation and awareness and understanding why you're in that position. A lot of times too, what happens, the bodies outgrow where what you're doing, but people stay stuck in an environment because they say, I went to school for it. So, you know, and I had someone today, this, you know, have you heard of the people where they say, I've been a doctor, an accountant or a lawyer, and I went to school for it. So I hate it, but I got to stay because that's what I went to school for. And that kind of energy as well, what happens when you walk into a work environment, you're no longer happy there. You will start to naturally carry, and you don't have that joy that you had and that, you know, that sort of uplift in your step. That energy alone, even if you don't speak it, people will pick it up because you're all connected, and it'll start to bring other people down. So you're not only doing yourself a disservice and it's hurting your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, but it's also doing a disservice to everybody that you come into contact with. And so think about that is if you know you've come to an end, because you're not really always meant to do the same thing forever. Some people are, but that's why a lot of people change their careers, because you're not inspired anymore and the body's demanding to be more challenged and move into new directions. And so anywhere, if you're thinking about that and you're saying, you know, I think I'm ready for something different, let's remove that accumulation of energy at the root where it's like, I went to school for this, so I got to stay. I went to school for this, so I got to stay. And that sort of, if you tune into the body where that sits for you, you can start to feel it, and you can actually use the one simple tool if you want. Thank you, God, reset that, go and remove that accumulation of energy out of the body so that it creates more space to be inspired. I have a lovely, lovely young client who wasn't sure what he wanted to do and wasn't feeling, you know, too inspired in his environment, a lot of computer technology. And he's just got such a great personality. And we had talked about, you know, becoming more aware of what your body likes to do and how it becomes more invigorated. And he landed into going to a speaking group. And he sent me this beautiful video the other day doing stand-up comedy. And he was funny and he was great. And it wasn't even in his awareness or field. And it wasn't something that he was brought up culturally either to have in the awareness or the field. So now imagine, like, here he is doing something that he loves and he's learning about it. He's being received, and he was always really shy. And so now he's being received by all these people. And this is how taking that leap of faith, and you don't have to be, you know, a certain age to take that leap of faith. You can be any age. I also, and I remember, like, years ago meeting a gentleman on a film set. I used to be a post-production supervisor. And he was so incredible as an actor. And I said to him, when did you come into acting? Has this been your whole life? He goes, no, I'm like 90 years old. I just started last year. I'm having a blast. And I know he's not with us anymore because that was like a whole other lifetime. But, you know, it was so beautiful. And here he's like, you got to go after your dreams. And, you know, just if you're done with one thing, you go with another. And that's how he lived his life. He said, when work got to be too heavy or too toxic, he said, that was the way my body said, time for something new, time for something new. So ask yourself that if it's feeling heavy or you're not inspired, thank you, God, whatever you like to say, universe divine, what is it now? What am I ready to see? Where am I ready to go? What do I really in truth like? And sometimes you got to sit with yourself for a while. So that toxicity, because you don't want to go into that work environment over and over if you're not liking it or perhaps the way that environment is. So just a few little nuggets there that you can take in to create more change in your life. All right. I think we have Carter and Magdalena on the phone.
Yep. Magdalena from Kitchener. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. So lovely to hear your voice.
Yes, it's so amazing to talk to you today. Thank you so much for everything. I've been listening to the videos from the Miraculous Realm, and actually one of the videos had kind of mentioned something around, you know, what are you breaking up with and what do you see as changing? And I realized that from the work perspective, that there was something about not wanting to grow because the people that I have around will disappear and I won't be able to find anyone new.
Yeah.
So I was hoping that you could help me with that.
Yeah, that's a big one. And we're going to congratulate you, Magdalena, because she just had a beautiful, beautiful little baby boy. So we will all celebrate. He's so cute.
He's right beside me. You're going back to work today.
Yeah, going back to work today. I love the fact that, you know, when we can celebrate these new souls and moms like you that are working in this realm and helping people. And yeah, there is that energy, right? That if I change or grow, and this is common with a lot of people in their work environments and what they've created. So it's like, well, I've been doing it this way, but if I grow more, if I become more seen, if I want to help people differently, yeah, it's like a bridge, right? It's like, this is what I know, this is what I don't know. And what we have to do is remove the accumulation of energy in the body. So the memories in the body that are when you've made a change and you've gone into something different. And it can be simple. It can go back to, you know, maybe you watch somebody make a change and it didn't work out the way they thought, right? It can be simple like that, where imprinting gets in the body, meaning that the body just picks it up and goes, oh, remember when Sally made that change, it didn't work out for her, right? Or when you've made change in your own life and you're like, oh, it didn't quite go the way we thought. So what I want to do is remove that space, because what happens is, you know, if you don't continue to grow and change, well, one, you won't attract the new people, right? Because you get stagnant after a while, right? And then what happens is then you don't become inspired anymore. So we want to actually remove that and override it to speak in the lightness that change is good and that the new people will start to naturally show up. And that's where it's showing to increase your trust, right? The trust of what you do, trust in how you feel, the trust that you have coming in of your skills and how good you are and how compassionate you are. And that there's this whole network of a community that's going to come in and support you and uplift you. So there's a space where you feel like you've been kind of on my own. So it's safety, right? So this actually, the way you've been doing it triggers all the places where you kept things more locked up because it felt safe.
Yeah,
how does that feel? Yeah, where do you feel that in your body when I say that?
It's kind of funny because it's heavy on my chest, but almost tickles my throat.
Yeah. So we'll start to let some of that energy seep out. So those would be when you get into, it's different. You can see different of the chakra points. You can see the meridian points where they get a little bit closed, because thank you, God. That's, we'll start to remove this, because again, you have to speak in a new way, right? You got to speak up differently. You have to be seen very differently too, right?
Yes.
So as you grow, we have to increase how you're seen. I know I'm going to move a little bit different energy here for you. I know in the evolutionary group we're doing right now, this actually, funny, it came up last week where, so I'm going to really put this out for all of you. Being seen is very different in different levels. And what this group was saying is like, you know, I don't know how to be seen, or how am I going to be seen, or is it safety? So we can start to reset this. But think about it, being seen, say in, you're in your work environment, say you're being seen as always, maybe your, you know, your position is an assistant, or the position, not, it's not you, but I'm just giving you an example. So maybe you've done like just one-on-ones, right? Or perhaps maybe it's just, you've been the caretaker of the building. So you're seen in this certain light. Then all of a sudden, if you want to be seen in another light, right? So now you want to be seen more with, say, group work for you, right? Bigger group work. Then what does that mean? What is that inner conflict? Because every time we move a level, we're seen differently, right? You're seen differently in social media. You're seen differently by your family, by your peers, right? So every level that we move in our work environment, we're seen very differently. Then there's different judgments that can come in that the body doesn't always want to experience. And I've seen this with people that have moved quite high, like in their career, where they were just sort of, say, middle of the row. And then they move into these executive positions. And now they're seen very differently, where, you know, they bought a bigger house, or they bought a bigger car because now they have a little bit more wealth, or they're going on more trips. And then they find ways to destroy that. And because it's like, oh, now I'm seen as having more, or now I'm outside of my, you know, my family paradigm. And we're going to clear a lot more this next week too on the show with money. But can you feel how that being seen sits in your body at different levels?
It's huge. It's actually, yeah, that's part of what actually triggered this whole realization. That was part of it, was just like being seen, and it was, you know, being, feeling really exposed.
Yeah. Yeah, at different levels, right? Because you're comfortable of being seen like with those one-on-ones and just sort of, you know, you're in your house, you're sort of more, you know, isolated that way. And I get it because I used to be there 100%. And then there's a different level, right? When you decide you want to branch out more and now you got to go up to the next floor on the elevator. What I'm going to do, and that's a safety. That's safety in there, right? Because you know how to function right now in this paradigm. But now the new paradigm is like, and you can see your brain's like, well, what would that look like? And you can see the mental is having this communication, right? Down to your heart drive. Oh, what would that look like? And if I want to create these products or I want to get out there more, then literally, and you said it very well, your fear is who gets left behind, because it looks like every time you've made a change, you've had to leave somebody behind.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly.
Yeah. So let's remove the accumulation of that energetic pocket in the, in your memory bank. So in the, your memories are right for people that are listening. Just a reminder again, if you look at having an egg around you, all those memories, and they've proven the science on a science level, just, you know, if you need that, they're all within your field. So we just talk about actually removing those out. So I'm going to thank that part of the Hanagata, removing that accumulation of the memory of where it came in and where it got imprinted, that every time you make a change for something that feels better for you, somebody's going to be left behind, which then created pain, and you don't want to feel the pain. Okay. And that suffering. And we're always going to go through a new place. There can be that joy, but sometimes there's always going to be a little bit of pain to go through the next level. So let's remove that accumulation out of the field. Yeah, now I can't breathe. I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. Let's get rid of it. Your chest is like getting a little heavier.
Yeah, I can feel it all the way to my back.
Yeah, it's like pressing in. It's like somebody pushing in going, oh no, I'm going to really make this change. And you are, and you're ready. And that was sort of like you've, and part of what's happening, because you did just give birth as well, is you're really also feeling that creative energy coming back. So you're ready to birth new ideas.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's reset that and put that awareness. Thank you, God, and strengthen that in the field for birthing new awarenesses and being able to move forward and to know that we don't have to let all the old people go. Some will drop off. And this is a natural transition. I've seen it, you know, throughout all of my years that some just drop off. You're going to grow and you'll grow past where their learning level is. And that's okay. They'll go find somebody that stays at their learning level. You'll just grow past them, but those new people will find the roads to come in. And then as you're in that community being lifted up, you'll start to see people starting to anchor into you. And that's what's going to lift up. And so the new people, there's always new people that are ready to learn that are more at that same level as you. So we'll just let the ones that need to go fall off. And the other thing to remember when you're building, and I've noticed this, and I can see it for you too, that sometimes those people that stick around for a long time that haven't grown, when they drop off, it's a blessing. It'll open more space in your business.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I can feel that. That's why I was listening to your video. It was so helpful because I could start opening that up. It was just really restricted, and now it feels a lot more like within my reach, like being able to see the outcome that I'm intending or the direction that I want to go.
Yeah, and this is what I'm aligning, because you got about 4 or 5 new doors opening, so meaning avenues energetically that you can start to pull in with a lot more supportive people and creative ideas and things coming through. And you can see some will drop off, and that's natural, right? That some will just go, but that does create, when I pull a few of these stragglers behind to go, that's where you start to see these doors open. And that's what's so beautiful, because that's fun. That's inspiration. And then when the new people come in, there's a higher level of appreciation for what you do as well from the new people.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. They feel you differently. It's sort of like, you know, I use that old, the old biblical story, but it's true. Like with the Christ and the teachings, he had to leave his hometown, right? For people to see him and respect him. And because they just knew him as the little kid that grew up kind of thing, right? So when you read about this or you look at that, it's true. And many people you have to leave your environment for the new people to come in so they can see you in the light that you are now. Because people's perceptions, mm-hmm. they'll go, and I've heard this, they'll say, well, you know, I worked with them 10 years ago. Well, if anybody's really evolving and shifting, and you know this, especially in energy work and transformation, you're nothing like you were even 3 days ago. Nothing.
Right.
So do you see how those people get locked up or they say,
For sure.
Yeah, I went to school with her. How can that be? Well, that was like 30 years ago. Really? Okay. You know, like, so that energy is coming off of you. And that's what I like so much is that's what you can see on the back where this way of pressure off the back, which is actually starting to fall off. So everybody listening to this, you're getting this shift. You're getting this as well. And how great is it to release that energy off you? So when you can actually go to your work environment and be in the strength and be really in alignment, thank you, God, for being seen for who you are, for being appreciated for who you are, for the new people coming in and recognizing and saying, hey, come over here. Hey, we want to work with you. You know, let's create, let's collaborate. All of this energy is coming for you and for all of the listeners. And that's what you really need to understand, that when we're shifting together like this, you're all getting it. How does that feel in your body now?
It's honestly, it feels like it's completely gone.
I think that there's, I
have to just remove some stuff off my shoulders. But other than that, like the chest and throat and the back have completely cleared.
Yeah, it feels a lot lighter. And the shoulders, we can just lift up. So for people to see, there's an exercise you can do, but you put your hands sort of on top of your shoulders and you literally just, it's like, okay, thank you. I'm just lifting off this accumulation of what was weighted. So what happens when we have those fears or burdens, they push down on our shoulders. It's normal. And it's an energy and it creates a weightedness. And it's actually, that's the energy that makes people look older too. I don't know if you know that. Yeah. So it weights us down. Yeah. So the heaviness that people carry and it's their burdens, a lot of times it sits on the shoulder. So it would literally like putting a, you know, a weight on your head that then sat on the shoulders and it forces the energy through. And that's why everything starts to look more droopy and less alive. And then when people, that's why when people fall in love, for instance, this is a good one. Then people are like, oh, what happened? Like you look younger because they start glowing. That weightedness lifts off. So that's the heaviness that actually makes people look older in their faces.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Very good. Oh, I'm glad that feels so much better for you. Thank you for calling
in. Very much. Thank you so much.
Let us know
Tracy.
How you're doing.
So much love.
You're so welcome. Have an incredible day. Lots of love. You know what? This is something to remember that when we're working with people just like you and we're shifting that energy and we're thanking God for doing that because that's where that energy gets shifted, right? Divine universe, whatever you need to say. That's that space where you all get it as well. So if you're listening, you're hearing, just be tuning in. What is it that I want to lift off my body? What is it that I want to get out of my atmosphere, which is, like I said, that egg space? And keep in mind that like when you're going into toxic environments or you're creating stuff and you're walking into that, it's like going and driving your car in, you know, a pile of mud. It really is. So your energetic field, you know, when you come out of driving through mud puddles, your car is sprayed, right? You got to go wash it. And imagine how many people don't even know how to clean their field. They think that's crazy because you're not taught about it. What about that? No, that's nonsense. When you start to learn to clean the energetic field, and a simple way to actually clean it after even a workday is jump in the shower, get some really fine salt. I always say get that, like you can buy a lot of good, I know here, but Greek salt that's in the tablets. It's very fine. You scrub off in the body. That, if anything, will help to get some of the energy off. Because imagine, people don't clean up the body very well that way and the energetic body. And salt does do a lot of cleaning for the system. That's why the ocean is so good for people and people love it so much. It cleans up the energy of the body as well. And so people go to work environments that are so toxic. And then it's like the car going through, you know, the mud puddle and they're splattered and then it gets caked on and it's more heavy and more heavy. That's the energy that I was talking about with Magdalena that sits in the body and it sits there for so long. that actually makes you sick. It makes you look and feel worn down and feel tired. So even if you can do that simple, it sounds crazy, but it's a very simple scrub. And people tell me, oh my gosh, just by doing that, they feel lighter, they feel better, they feel regenerated and able to look at things very differently. Because when you're in a toxic work environment or a school environment, it's very hard to look for that creative solution. And that's the other thing that you can do is you can say, thank you, God. What, show me the creative solution for where I am right now. Show, what is the creative solution? What is it I'm not looking at? What is it that I'm missing? And by bringing up that accumulation of energy and that, you'll start to see solutions. You will hear something, you will feel something, somebody will say something to you. And if you're really present, most people aren't anymore. You've heard me say this on the show. They have a attention span less than a goldfish now, which has come out many times in articles, but it's true. You know, let's get to the next shiny thing. Oh, I listened to 2 minutes of that. Off to the next thing. Like, even look at YouTube when people go through, and I'm always looking at stats and stuff. People, they watch like 2 minutes and they're done, you know. And that affects how you feel. That affects where you're jumping. That keeps you out of connection. And without connection, good luck getting through the next 2020. I know that sounds a little harsh. But you need to be connected. You need to be supported. You're going to need to be surrounded by positive people because this whole next decade is massive change, massive transformation in your work environment, your personal environment, your financial environment. Everything is going to start to change. And you have to embrace the change. We can't hold on to what's old. We cannot do it. It's done and those timings are over. So I just want to thank that God of uplifting all of you to embrace change and move forward and let go of the old. Let go of the old. It's not serving you. It's not serving any of us. And although going to the new can look a little scary, it actually can bring you a lot of great blessings. So rather than get afraid and holding on like people did when they, you know, remember when, well, you may not remember this, some of you, but when we only had checks, I know in Canada, we don't have checks anymore. But you know, if you didn't go to the bank by 5 o'clock, you had no money on Friday. Then we got debit cards and we got Interact. Now everything's digital. We don't have any checks and it's, well, I think there's very odd. Most people don't take them. So now people are going to move to different ways, but there was resistance. And I use that because a lot of people can relate to that. So where you have resistance in your life, where are you afraid to leave that toxic relationship? Where are you afraid to leave that toxic environment at your work? And ask yourself, what is the inner conflict that I'm holding on to? What is the inner conflict I have if I make this change? Who am I afraid to leave? Who am I afraid will leave? And what am I really afraid of? Ask yourself and sit for more than 2 minutes. So I want to encourage you, check us out, tracylclark.com. We have a lot of online programs, things that you can download, listen to, sign up for a free newsletter, tracylclark.com. And what you'll also get is a free 18-minute audio clearing called Clearing Out the Weeds, which will actually walk you through cleaning out the body and opening you up for very new levels in your life. We have a lot of great feedback from it, and it's on the homepage. So you get a membership. You just go in that video and that audio. There's a couple of videos in there and audios for you and pictures. You can see what we're doing, and you can just listen to it as much as you want over and over and just, you know, soak it in and connect. We always put free things up there for you as well. And check out the online programs, and I hope to see you at one of our events. All of them are live streamed, so you can just check them out on the events under the attend section. And come and join us and support the community, and most of all, support those in need, because that's what our community outreach is. And please check that page regularly for updates. So have an incredible week. We're going to be talking about you and your money next week. So please call in. Let's shift some of that paradigm and get you on track. Have a great week, everyone. And we'll see you next week right here, 11 a.m. on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.